Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday. Orange City Area Health Systems has opened up a new walk-in clinic located along Highway 10 at the Holland Plaza Strip Mall near the movie theater and Pease Pizza House. Steve Wahlhoff is the director for the clinic services and says that the new clinic was requested by the hospital's board of directors.
This was a board-directed initiative by our board of directors. They felt they had been listening to our community for quite a while, and specifically they felt that this was a priority for our community. So we really wanted to make sure that we were listening to the community and giving them what they're asking for.
Wahlhoff says that the new clinic will focus primarily on acute medical needs.
Our walk-in clinic obviously is for your acute care needs. So we deal with a lot of different conditions that will be able to be treated on more of a quick basis. Kids has strep throat, you know, ear infections, those kind of things. More of your simple type of walk-in things that we can take care of, conditions that we'll take care of. So we do not have radiology services here. Those things would need to be referred to our ER or to our regular medical clinic.
The director of clinics says that the new walk-in clinic will assist patients during the evening and weekend hours.
The office hours here are 5 to 9, Monday through Friday, and then also 1 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. And so what we're noticing is a lot of people are bringing their kids in right after work, and those things are being treated here. The kind of our motto is the right care, the right place at the right time. So it's to offload some of those things that would normally go to the ER, and they are now coming here.
The new clinic will also be staffed on a rotational basis with a physician, a physician's assistant, and nurse practitioners. Liza Schouten is the clinic's manager and says that the clinic already has started to see patients this past Monday.
We started opening on Monday, and we served already over 30 patients this week. They seem to be coming from 5 to 6:30. That seems to be our busiest times. Moms getting home from school, seeing them. They will provide some immediate care when they get home. They don't want to go to the clinic. They haven't made an appointment. I'm still not feeling ill. I can't wait till the next morning, but I want to come in. And they're able to walk in, and we're able to provide service fairly quickly in the amount of time with the amount of patients that we've had. So it's been a really great response from the community.
The clinic's manager talks about the staffing for the new Orange City Area Health System clinic.
So there will be one provider and one experienced nurse every night. We've actually needed two because of the volumes that we've had. We have four newly hired providers, which have been a great addition to our staff, along with some of the regular APP, which is advanced practice providers from the clinic, that will come in and help us out as needed. So everybody's been willing to row the boat to make this work.
The new walk-in clinic consists of a waiting area, three separate examination rooms, and a small laboratory. The new walk-in clinic at the Holland Plaza is the fifth clinic operated by the Orange City Area Health Systems, with additional clinics located at the hospital's main campus, Northwestern College, Hospers, and Paulina. This evening, downtown Lamar's will be all lit up as the 26th annual Christmas Lighted Parade will take place. The parade, according to organizer Joel Johnson, will line up on the 8th Street Boulevard at 5 p.m., with the parade to begin at 6 p.m. heading north on Central Avenue until 2nd Street North.
We always try to start promptly at 6 o'clock, which means line up at 5. I mean, we line up on the boulevard facing towards Central. Either side of the boulevard is fine. And it's just come as you are, and no specific lineup, and we'll take care of that as we start the parade.
Johnson asked that all parade entrants to consider having a spotter walking in front of the parade, especially if you're handing out candy.
Well, we just ask that if you're going to be passing out things like candy or such, that you actually physically take it to the curb. Because it's a lighted parade, it's at night, we're worried about the safety concerns, so we want to make sure that you have a spotter in front of your vehicle if you're handing things out, and also to take it to the curb and literally hand it to the people.
Johnson says that he is uncertain as to how many entries will participate in this year's lighted parade, but he says that many of the favorite displays from years past will also be a part of the parade. The parade organizer tells of how the parade got its start back 26 years ago.
There was a group of gentlemen that started this, and it was a group of guys that wanted to recognize Christmas and were really quite handy, and they just started putting floats together. The mechanics on the original floats are amazing. Their ingenuity and their imagination is incredible. They came up with some neat things, and they carried it through for several years. And when they weren't able to do it anymore, our LaMarche Sertoma Club took over. And, of course, our Sertoma, unfortunately, has disbanded in the last couple of years, and I just didn't want to see it go by the wayside. So there's a few of us former Sertomans that kind of take up the reins, and I enlist some friends and family to keep up the job with pulling the original floats.
Yeah. If you have questions about tonight's parade, you can contact Joel Johnson at 540-1631. Following tonight's Christmas-lighted parade, people may want to go to the Plymouth County Fairgrounds to enjoy the annual Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland. Bonita Davison organizes the annual festival and offers a glimpse as to what will be featured at Pioneer Village and Century Hall.
Well, we will have the Christmas trees will all be decorated in Century Hall. I think we have almost about 85 of them this year, which is a great number, and really unique, different, fun ideas to look at. And then in there, we'll also have entertainment for the every night, and there's different groups that perform the entertainment. We'll have different dance groups and singers and just lots of good entertainment. And we also, in there, we do serve the popcorn balls and the popcorn and cookies and coffee and hot chocolate. So make your way through the Century Hall and check that out.
Davison says that the Winter Wonderland will be open from 5:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., She says that, once again, the famous Tonsfeld Round Barn will be full of hundreds of various Christmas decorations for people to view and enjoy. The Winter Wonderland organizer says that Santa Claus will also be making an appearance.
Well, of course, you know, we always have Santa Claus. Santa's in Sportsman's, and he will be waiting there for all the kids to come, and he gives them all a treat bag. And then they also have cookies and hot cider in there. And then the Luxembourg Building, which is right next door, we serve food in there. The first weekend is ham sandwiches, which the pork producers do, which are absolutely delicious. So make sure you stop in there. There's ham sandwiches, chips, and pop, and that's all at no charge. And then the other nights we'll have hot dogs in there. Also is the Toy Club. The Toy Club puts out displays of the stuffed animals. They have their shelves all lined with great stuffed animals for the kids, and they all get a free stuffed animal.
Davison says that there will also be horse-drawn wagons for people to enjoy at the Winter Wonderland.
Yes, there will be. I think there's three or four sets of horses that will be pulling lighted wagons. So you're welcome to get on those and ride. And that's always a fun trip to go around and see all the lights throughout the village. And also up there we have a snowmobile club does the marshmallow roast up there, so you can roast the marshmallow. And we added a little carriage this year, a cutter it's called, and we want people to maybe sit in there and take some pictures, so we've kind of added that up around that area.
The Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland will also be active next weekend. And that is a look at your news here on KLEM.